Here's the translation of the text to English. Oil surges over 25%, on track for record daily jump due to escalating Iran war. Oil soars 25%. Gold drops as Iran war jolts global commodity markets. Oil surges 20% as Iran war fuels supply fears. Iran conflict boosts U.S. Gulf oil prices to highest since 2020. Gold prices fall as Iran war escalation sparks rally in oil dollar. Oil prices cool 30% rally on G7 emergency reserve talks. Iran supply fears mount. Lebanese man flees hometown months after repairing home damaged in last war. U.S. considers idea of special operation to seize Iran's uranium, Bloomberg News reports. U.S. energy chief defends waiver on Russian oil sanctions, blames fear for higher gas prices. Live Nation close to settling U.S. antitrust suit without Ticketmaster sale. Bloomberg News reports shares skid as oil surge threatens inflation shock. Analysis. Activist threat pushes Japanese companies to unwind cross-shareholdings. Australians reach for VPNs, find porn sites blocked as online age restrictions take effect. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 0.22%. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P/ASX 200 down 2.85%. Airline shares battered as oil prices spike. Iran war intensifies. Live Nation nears DOJ settlement without Ticketmaster sale, Bloomberg. Ukraine sent drone experts to protect U.S. bases in Jordan, Zelensky tells NYT. Roche chairman still expects diagnostics hit from U.S. tariffs. China CPI inflation hits three-year high in Feb on holiday boost. PPI shrinks again. Roche chairman still expects diagnostics hit from U.S. tariffs. U.S. consumer credit growth slows, misses forecasts. After official hails mining potential, U.S. allows some transactions of Venezuelan gold. U.S. business inventories nudge up in December. Canada's IV PMI rises to five-month high in February. Venezuelan inflation at 14.6% in February, central bank says U.S. Non-farm payroll employment unexpectedly falls in February. Iran conflict forces central banks into sharp policy rethink. IMF's Georgieva says Middle East conflict poses upside risks to inflation. U.S. dollar surges as Middle East war sends oil to cusp of $120. Morning bid, better fill the car up. Like right now, IMF's Georgieva warns Middle East conflict could push global inflation higher. China's exports likely open new year at an even faster pace after record 2025, Reuters poll. China consumer inflation hits three-year high on holiday surge, producer deflation lingers. U.S.-Japan may partner with Japan. Display for new U.S. plant under investment package, sources say. U.K. recruiters see signs of jobs downturn easing, Indonesia's cowboy. Finance czar shrugs off investor alarm. I know what I'm doing. Bitcoin price today, muted near 67K as oil surge stokes inflation fears. Bitcoin slides to $67,000 as extreme fear grips crypto markets. U.S. court dismisses terrorism financing claims against Binance. OmniPact secures $50 million to advance trust infrastructure. Bitcoin slips, falling to $68 as risk assets sell off amid Iran conflict. Bybit and Block Scholes report highlights crypto market resilience amid geopolitical tensions. Bitcoin hovers just under 72K, taking a breather after hefty gains this week. BTCC TradFi hits $200 million volume and celebrates with zero-fee campaign on gold and silver. Bitcoin to see lower lows before 50K capitulation, godfather of crypto. Says Bybit releases its 31st proof of reserves report. Liferaz acquires four daycare facilities in first post-IPO deal. Dyne Therapeutics launches phase 3 trial for DM1 treatment. Aramco shares jump as Iran war fuels oil supply concerns. Xenon Pharmaceuticals to report epilepsy drug trial results. Monday, Phillips 66 adds two directors following Elliott engagement. Here are the key points from the ASML annual report. Bernstein sees relief for SaaS stocks as Anthropic pivots to collaboration. Beyond theoretical, fifth-gen FHE scheme aims to make private AI a reality.